Oh, hello. I almost forgot that Mom left you a key, didn't she? Or that this is date night for you to write. Right. Well, unfortunately, Mom can't be here tonight. She had to fly out of town again on one of those business thingies. Yeah, I know. Annoying, isn't it? It's like she's never at home. She barely has time to be a mother to me, let alone a good girlfriend to you. This is what, the second time in a row that she's canceled on you? I don't know how many times that is in the last few months. So, I guess the bad news is that you don't get to have sex with her tonight. Don't get embarrassed. You think I don't know what the two of you do? Even though normally Mom sends me over to my dad's place when you're over, it's really not too hard for me to guess. Not that she's been too subtle about talking about it either. I should be at my dad's tonight, but Mom decided to switch around my schedule with him when she found out she was going out of town. She feels really bad about bailing on you like that. I think she's worried about not keeping you interested in stuff, what with her being so busy and all. So she asked me to screw you in her place. I told Mom you wouldn't believe me. That's why I got her to put it in this letter. Here, read it for yourself. It should explain everything, but I'll just sum it up for you. She feels real guilty about not taking care of your needs and stuff, and she really does like you. She's also kind of worried that if you're not kept happy, you might find someone else who's more available. And she worked so hard on this relationship so far. But then came the promotion at work and all the traveling and blah, 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 blah. So that's where I come in. You have sex with me, with my mom's permission. And hopefully it keeps you happy until she's back in town and has the time to see you personally. So, Mom benefits because you don't get bored of waiting for her and find a new girlfriend. And you benefit because you get to have sex with someone still. Honestly, I think you're trading up. And me, I get a car out of it. Can you believe that? Mom is bribing me with a sweet new car just for sleeping with you. So everyone wins. I have been bugging her for a car forever. Well, I mean, at least since I passed my driver's test last month. I would have been happy with some beat up, used junker of a car, but Mom is getting a nice bonus at work, so she is going to get me a new car. A really nice one. I am so excited. Well, at least if I have sex with you. But I don't mind too much. I don't have a boyfriend. School and all the activities Mom has me enrolled in keep me way too busy for that. Mom's not the only one without time for a personal life. Mom said we could use her bed if we wanted. But I thought my bedroom might be more fun. Mom's bedroom is so boring. All browns and greens and antique wood. Mine is all bright and pink and girly. What's the fun in screwing a teenage girl if the scenery doesn't match, right? So let's go. I don't have school tomorrow, but I still plan on getting up early, so we can have sex now and I can still get in a good night's sleep. You look kind of reluctant. Do you think this is some kind of trap? That was my mom's handwriting in that letter. If you know anything about the schools today, you should know that they don't even teach us that old cursive crap anymore. And Mom could have called you, but then you wouldn't have come here tonight, and Mom thought that this was something best explained after you got here. My mom really does like you, you know? She lost Dad because of her job, and that's back when it took a lot less of her time. She really doesn't want to lose another guy, especially not you. How do I feel about it? Hello? Did you hear that I was getting a car out of this? A new car? My previous plan was to get a part-time job and to raise money for some cheap piece of crap car, but this works out much, much better. So just come to my room, please. It doesn't mean you're gonna have sex with me. Just come on back and we can talk about it some more. It's not like a little thing like me can make you do anything that you don't want to do. You can leave anytime you want. Promise. Would it help if I got naked first? I probably shouldn't have changed out of the private school uniform when I got home. But jeans and t-shirt are just so much more comfortable. But if it's just me, I run around in just my underwear anyway. I could have been that way when you got here, but that might have freaked you out. Now, though, I think maybe you're ready for it. So the shirt comes off first. I don't have a fancy bra like Mom does. Maybe once I have breasts like hers. But as you can possibly tell, that day's a long way off. Nothing fancy for panties either. I know Mom has some really nice stuff, and you've bought her some nice things, too. Nice, soft, sexy things. I guess it's Mom's turn to give you something nice, soft, and sexy. Maybe not as soft as Mom, because I don't have all of her curves yet. Maybe not as sexy either, depending on what you're into. But I'm right here while my mom is on a plane heading far, far away. And you've got both my mom's and my permission to have sex with me. I'm gonna take off the bra and panties now, but I'm also gonna start walking to my room. So if you want to see everything, well, I guess you'll just have to follow me then, won't you? Maybe even chase me a little as I reach behind me as I walk away and undo this clasp here. Then I just slip the bra off as I skip down the hallway, letting it fall to the ground. I can even twirl around real quick, so you catch just a glimpse of my breasts. Then I go past Mom's room, where you and she have had so much fun. I may not have been here those nights, but I'll be here for tonight's fun. That's gonna be in my room. All the way at the end of the hall. But I'll leave my panties here, right in front of her room. No twirling around, though. If you want to see my pussy, you'll have to come to my room. I'm kind of hoping you don't want to just look at it, though. Now, this is my room. Maybe Mom showed it to you? It's pretty sweet. All pink and girly and frilly and just the right amount of One Direction posters to get me in the mood. So many orgasms in this room. But now I get to have one with a real guy. Oh, didn't I mention that? I still have my V card. I just haven't had the time with all the stuff Mom has me signed up for. I'm not sure if Mom knew or not when she talked me into this deal. Doesn't really matter to me, though. I need to lose it sometime, right? Call it an added bonus, if you will. Like the leather seats I talked my mom into in my new car. So, this is my bed. And this is me jumping onto my bed. Have you ever seen anything so soft? It is the perfect place for you to put your cock into me. Well, that's maybe not precise enough. You were a very good boy and followed me all the way into my room. So, I will show you the real perfect place to put your cock into me. It's nice. I think you'll like it. Because, well, it's all tight and hot and wet. I know I like it. But I've never been able to get a second opinion, so. Since I'm lying here all naked, and you're standing there in all those clothes, I think I'll just remind myself how much I love it. That should keep me occupied while you take off all that stuff. Why don't you slowly undo the buttons on that shirt while I gently run my finger down my slit? Oh, this is kind of hot. Watching you undress for me. I didn't think an older man would do it for me. Well, technically, the guys in One Direction are older men, too. But you're way older. It's still good looking. I can see why my mom likes you. Now those pants, please. Undo that button while I rub mine. Is button a good name for my clit? It's getting harder to concentrate on that kind of thing right now. So maybe you should just unzip those pants while I keep playing with it. Keep going. Don't stop now. I guess I'm talking to both of us now. You take off your sexy undies. And I'll keep touching myself. Getting myself good and wet for you. Oh, I was mainly thinking of One Direction and my new car to get me in the mood. But you're definitely in the playlist now. And soon you'll be in me. Okay, enough touching myself. For now, at least. We have to have sex now so I can earn my new car. And honestly, I kind of want to do it now. It's been long enough. My schedule does keep me busy, but I could always find the time if I really wanted. I was just always kind of afraid. But Getting a car out of it makes me a lot less afraid. I'm also so horny right now. I'd let just about anyone do it to me, even without a car being involved. But I'm glad it is, and that you are too. I'll just lie on my back here. That's the way I always imagined it for my first time. Something simple. You're so much more experienced than me that I shouldn't try anything fancy. This way, you can just get on top of me and use me how you want. And if I'm not much good, you should still enjoy it. But, well, I've got my age and size and virginity all working in my favor. I think you should really like this. Be careful. This bed is wicked soft. I'm not heavy enough to make a dent in it too much, but you are. I may disappear into the bed by the time you're finished here. I hope you're gentleman enough to throw a rope down or something afterward. Now, just lie down on top of me. You are pushing me down, but it's not too bad. I kind of like the feeling. Maybe you could give me all kinds of other new feelings to like. Yeah, like that. The feeling of your cock rubbing up and down the outside of my pussy. A guy my age would not do that. He'd probably be in me already. Hell, he'd probably already be finished. I'll bet old guys like you take their time and make sure the girl is properly taken care of. And that sensation. The head of your cock pressing into me. Can you get it in more? Oh, maybe. Maybe if I spread my legs a little bit. Oh, that should help. Yes. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm sure I want to do this. For the car. And possibly for more personal reasons. Either of those should be good enough for you. So go ahead and put it in me. I really want this. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're in me. By the way, don't tell Mom I said fuck. She really doesn't like it. She won't let me say it, but she'll let me do it with her boyfriend. How messed up is that? Yeah, you can move now. In fact, I think I'd prefer it if you do. Just not quite as much as you would with my mom, okay? She's older, bigger, and a lot more experienced. She also squirted me out at some point, so be gentle with me, okay? Yes. Just like that. Nice. And slow. Giving me time to get used to it. You're so mature. You know stuff. Like how to please a woman. Oh, you can teach me all kinds of things. By the way, should I get a manual transmission? That seems like it would be harder to Carter, never mind. We can talk about that later. Oh, it's getting harder to focus on the car when that's all I could think of before. Now, all I can think about, oh, it's your cock moving in and out of me. Oh, and your body on top of mine. But, oh, there's something. No, oh, there's something I need to think of. Something I was supposed to remember. Something Mom told me to talk about only after I convinced you to have sex with me. And since we're definitely doing it now, I can mention it to you. Sex isn't the only thing Mom doesn't have time for. She knows you want to settle down with her. You want to be a family. And you want the wife. You told her you'd be fine with me as a daughter. Oh, but you also wanted your own kids. Except, Mom doesn't really have time for a pregnancy. But I do. I do. Here's the second part of the deal she offered me. I let you get me pregnant so she doesn't have to. I do all the hard work, but she raises the baby as her own. It's already yours, so there's no problems there. That's part of why she offered to buy me such a nice car. But I also get a nice vacation out of it, which coincides nicely with the last few months of my pregnancy. That way no one figures it out. So you can come in me. It's okay. It's not safe, but that's the point. You get me pregnant. You and Mom get married, and I get a car. A nice vacation. And a baby sister out of it. And I'm thinking that sex with you is a nice bonus, too. Because one time probably won't cut it. Mom didn't think so either. Which is why she said we should do it lots and lots of times. I'm getting increasingly more and more okay with that idea. So Mom says, make a baby in me. I'm a good girl, and I do what my mom says. If you're a good boyfriend, you listen to her, too, and impregnate her daughter. Impregnate me. Are you gonna come? You're moving so fast. Remember when I said, be gentle with me? Well, me like you'd fuck Mom. Fuck me harder than that. Then come in me. Yes. Yes. This is even better. You're gonna make me come. And it'll be harder than anything I've ever done to myself. So come in me. Come in your future stepdaughter, the future mother of your baby, or babies, even. Please come in me. Come in me, please. Please fill me. Fill me with your hot white cum. Oh, yes. Come in my tight little teenage pussy. Yes. Yes, please. Please, please come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Come with me. Please, please, yes. Now, come with me. Come with me now. Fill me, please. Please, I need your gum. Please, come in me. Yes, yes, yes. Please, please, please come in me. Please, yes. That was a lot more fun than I expected, especially for my first time. The cool thing is, it's only gonna get better from here. Mom said you could stay the weekend, and it was kind of implied we would have a lot of sex during it. I hope you don't mind. Except, I was supposed to leave you rested up for Sunday night, for when she got back. I'm pretty sure she was planning on doing you then. I think that idea makes me a little jealous. It's okay. That will be my little secret. If she finds out, she might change her mind about letting you fuck me. And we don't want that to happen, do we? Now, why don't you get onto your back? I want to see if there's anything I can do with my mouth to get you ready to go again. You are an old guy, but I'm hoping I can put some life back into you and that cock of yours. Even if I'm not successful, it'll be really fun trying.